The cultural districts of Minneapolis revel in the motto of every neighborhood having its own flavor. Whether that's Sabor Latino in Holy Land over in Northeast Minneapolis on Central Avenue, Baracala Restaurant and the Cedar Cultural Center over in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, or even Mercado Central in Los Ocampo over on Lake Street. And these cultural districts help Minneapolis stay a city on the bubble, changing and relevant today and for years to come.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, how is everyone? It's Coach Shay here with Fitness Revolution.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, Black Beyond Measure honors and elevates Black creators, artists, entrepreneurs, and others in the Black community. Target holds the community front and center, supporting their products, ambitions, efforts, and people behind them, encouraging them to thrive. Capricia Ambers is a local Twin Cities artist whose work can be seen in Target's diverse artist series. Her featured designs include beautiful, bold silhouettes and can be found on throw pillows, doormats, mugs, tumblers, and more. She finds inspiration from and connection to her city and community. Learn more at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
And I have some exciting news. So last Wednesday, I had my annual Black and White Affair event with Black women, where white women were Black, and any woman in between wears Black or white, which you stand in solidarity with or whom you can relate more to the experience. Great event. It was our biggest Let Go, Let Flow Black and White Affair. Over 150 people, women attended. It was beautiful, beautiful event. But, you know, as we keep moving on and keep evolving, we cannot leave out an important part of the brand, which is Black men. So coming up July 26th at the same venue at Mosaic, Minnesota, from 6 to 8, we have our Black Men Are Valued event. So this happens once a year, just once a year, y'all. So you cannot sleep on this. This is just for, I'm going to say it numerous times now, just for Black men. So if you are a Black man, please come. If you have a child that's 10 and up, that's a Black young boy, please bring him. Everyone is invited that is a Black man. So why did I create this space? A, I'm a product of a wonderful Black father. The father of my children are Black. I have a son that's Black, and my fiance is Black, and all the men around me my whole life were a positive influence in my life were Black. And they do not get the recognition. They have an automatic target on their back. It doesn't matter on their, you know, their education, what they're doing, if they're great fathers, husbands, sons. They always have this target on the back. So I wanted to create space that they had time to talk about their trials and tribulations, but also speak about the wins that they are creating, right? They are a critical part of who we are as America, right? America has been on their back since the day we were enslaved in the United States. And so this actually conversation sparked George Floyd being murdered. But then it really was something I wanted to, you know, make known that we will highlight them, that we will celebrate them, but give them a space that they can just talk and be men, right? That no one's asking them to explain themselves. No one's accusing them of anything. They don't have to justify the way they talk, dress, their hair, their dialect, anything, right? So that's what the space is created for. So there will be a night of music. We have a live jazz band. There'll be food. There'll be pictures. And it is just going to be amazing. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. So if you're a Black man, you don't want to miss this. Once again, it's called the Black Men Are Valued event. We have 5 panelists and a moderator. Our moderator is the infamous Jeffrey Aggie. He's amazing. If you know him, follow him. He's everywhere right now in the Twin Cities. And then we have 5 panelists that range from ages 20 to 60, right? Because those are different experiences. If you were born just 20 years ago, or if you're born 60 years ago, and what you've lived and what you learned. So why I do that? So that people understand that there's levels to this, right? And these are all professional Black men. So we have Cole Stevens, who will represent the 20s. We have Michael Freelix from TurnSignal, who created an amazing app to specifically help Black and brown people when they're pulled over by police. We have Tommy McNeil from Comcast/Flame Mobile Kitchen, representing the 40s. And we have Victor Thompson, who's a wonderful coach for business leadership, representing the 50s. And then we have my personal mentor, Frederick Blockton, who will represent the 60s, who is the VP for UpNet Technologies. So
we'll get back to the podcast in a minute.
You know that building a successful business takes time. But as your business grows and changes, it feels like time is the one thing you never have enough of. Work with a banker who understands that the right time to get you the financial flexibility your business needs to thrive is right now. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a 2-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
United Healthcare knows when it comes to your health, everything matters. Every checkup, sit-up, and spit-up. Every back tweak and knee creak. Having clarity and choice, having a voice, helping keep costs small, and feeling supported through it all. Everything matters. And that's why United Healthcare is committed to providing simple, accessible care from someone you know will be there. United Healthcare, there for what matters. Learn more at uhc.com.
You've been hearing about the need for more mental health care for kids and adults in our community. It's time for you to take a step to be part of the solution. Prairie Care is hiring. One of the nation's largest providers of psychiatric services, Prairie Care is growing and looking for new team members. Come to a job fair on July 18th to find out more about their inpatient hospital expansion and their other services for youth, adolescents, and adults across 9 locations. Prairie Care is hiring therapists, registered nurses, psych techs, social workers, receptionists, security officers, and more. Prairie Care is expanding mental health access for youth and young adults, adding 30 new beds at its inpatient hospital. Meet the team of professionals you'll work in collaboration with and learn how you can make a difference with your career. The job fair is July 18th from 11 to 3 at their Edina location. You can register now at prairie-care.com and head to the career opportunities page. That's the link at the top of prairie-care.com where you can find all the details. See you on July 18th.
We all need to think about our mental well-being.
We're here for you.
We need to be checking in on each other for support. Have you checked on your people lately?
You're not alone.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care.
We're a community.
Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
I want you guys to get to know them. These are wonderful Black men doing wonderful things here in the Twin Cities, working with nonprofits, have created their own companies, helping run other companies. But at the end of the day, when they walk out of their jobs or walk out of their homes, they're just known as a Black man that at any time can be targeted for anything that they didn't do. So we want to keep celebrating them, highlighting them, and understand and have empathy for their journey. As a mother of a Black son, I was really elated to know that he had told his friends and they had all signed up. I think it's a critical time between those ages of 14 and 22 that you understand your role as a Black man here in America, understand how to carry yourself, and understand that you will have trials and tribulations just because of the color of your skin. That's it. So what can we do to help create a safe space? What can we help to do to educate our young Black men? It's going to be critical for their wellness for the future, right? As we always hone in on wellness, on fitness revolution, there's a lot of components to not being well. Imagine being a Black man in America and dealing with all the trials and tribulations and just supposed to always be okay. So I always tell Black men, including my son and my fiance, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay, right? Every day you're not going to be okay. And I can't imagine, even as a Black woman, I go through less trials and tribulations than they do. So as I continue to educate and creating space to bring in other educators, I want them to know that they're valued and that you are loved as a Black man. And we want to keep celebrating you, keep highlighting what you're doing. We could not be in this world without you. So once again, July 26th at Mosaic, Minnesota, in Minneapolis, we have free food, we have free music, we'll have pictures and cocktails and all that stuff. Don't forget, there'll be cocktails and lemonade for the young youth. But this is going to be an amazing event. Once again, it's just for Black men and young Black boys and youth. So 10 and up. And why I did 10 is just to make sure that, because some conversations can get pretty deep and you may not understand it. There's nothing going to be there that they can't see, but just to make sure that they can comprehend what we're saying and understanding. But I'm so excited for this. Once again, we have Jeff Aggie, we have Cole Stevens, we have Michael Freelix, Tommy McNeil, Victor Thompson, and Frederick Blockton. You don't want to miss this conversation. You do not. So we will see you July 26th. At 6 p.m. sharp, make sure you spread the word. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shea with Fitness Revolution. Have a great day.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shea's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family, too.
You've been thinking about it for a long time. You've asked people you trust about it. You've done some research, and now you're ready. ready to get your COVID-19 vaccine or booster shot. And now you can plan to do it right here in your neighborhood with folks you know. Make plans to go to the Power of the People Institute's Wellness Village for the vaccine and other free health screenings. It's happening Saturday, July 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get the facts from nurses from our community. They'll be there to answer your questions and see you through it. The vaccine is not only free, but you'll receive a $50 incentive just for getting it. Come roll up your sleeve with people you know. That's July 29th at 600 18th Avenue North in Minneapolis. See you there.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
Do you worry that lead-based paint in your older home might be dangerous to your children or kids who visit you? Well, Hennepin County put those fears to rest. Hennepin County offers free lead tests and home assessments. If they find anything, eligible homeowners and landlords can receive up to $15,000 for work on the home, including new windows. The government banned lead-based paint 45 years ago when it was discovered that lead poisoning can affect development and cause permanent damage in young children. But 75% of those homes built before 1978 still contain some lead-based paint. As the paint degrades, it can make dust that little kids ingest when they're crawling and putting things in their mouths. So make sure your home is safe and hazard-free. Learn about testing and that $15,000 grant at hennepin.us/lead control. That's hennepin.us/lead control.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.